You look at the wire mesh baskets and the basic product that's available on the market. You already mentioned the tips of instruments being broken, whether they're protruding through the side of the mesh basket or they're getting all tangled up within the basket and things are being burred or edges are being dulled in that fashion. Poor surgical presentation and risk of everyone having the potential to tear their gloves or puncture their hand. And so really there's a tremendous disadvantage to these baskets. And why the industry hasn't reached a breaking point, and no pun intended, is really beyond me.
Millions of patients undergo surgical procedures every single day. Working behind the scenes are the technicians who go largely unknown, even to the patients whose lives are so dramatically impacted by their work. This is Beyond Clean, the global voice of sterile processing. Join us as we explore this hidden world and introduce you to the unsung heroes driving the advancement of our profession. And now, your hosts, Hank Balch, Justin Poulin, and Michael Matthews. Beyond Clean.
This week on Beyond Clean, we speak with Marcus Super, the Director of Marketing and Sales for Summit Medical and Innovia Medical Company. He oversees the corporate brand identity, sales revenue and growth, and product innovation for the company. Before shifting to the medical device sector, Marcus worked and managed in the sterile processing industry for over a decade with 13 years of experience. His passion for innovation is driven by the impact medical devices play in the health and wellness of human beings. Marcus's enthusiasm for travel, food, and music are celebrated and shared with his family and his friends. And Hank, I know you've had some experience with this product out in the field, so I feel like we have just an extra level of comfort in talking to Marcus today.
Yeah, Justin, a couple of years ago, I wanted to rename their company Sterile Processing Superhero LLC because of the response that we got back from some of our surgical team when their team came in to do custom trays for the ENT service line. And it's a tremendous concept and solution to some of the systemic problems, not just how to arrange a tray, but everything else that touches the life cycle of the tray and all the budget considerations involved. I'm looking forward to having this conversation with Marcus to really highlight the opportunity for folks to take a closer look at InstraSafe.
You can find them online at InstraSafe.com. Beyond Clean. Joining us now is Marcus Super, the Director of Marketing and Sales for Summit Medical and Innovia Medical Company. Marcus, we're really excited to have you on today to talk about the InstraSafe product. And I thought maybe we would get started by having you just make an introduction to our listeners and give them a little bit about your background, specifically in sterile processing.
Thank you. Yeah, I am Marcus Super. I work for Summit Medical. I'm the Director of Sales and Marketing for InstraSafe. And before coming to Summit Medical, I worked over 13 years in sterile processing in a few different capacities. I was a frontline technician. I was a supervisor, a manager. I also worked in the operating room as a surgical technologist. That was a shorter stint when I worked in Arizona. It was a tremendous experience that led me to medical device. And everything that I learned in my time in sterile processing really translates well to the product that we manufacture, InstraSafe.
Well, Marcus, and also you really see it from multiple different perspectives. And I think your product really does touch every single user throughout the surgical services line. So I'm interested, can you tell us the status of the industry from your perspective? Obviously, we'll tie that into how InstraSafe is a solution to address some of those concerns that might arise.
Absolutely. My perspective on the industry comes one from my experience in it while working as a sterile processing technician in the operating room, and then second, in my career in medical device. And really what I've seen over the last 20 years is a significant increase in instrument repair and replacement. And that was relevant when I worked in sterile processing. We had massive instrument repair budgets. And then coming over into med device, as we expand my reach and I talk to more and more people throughout the industry, I'm learning that it's a significant issue within the industry. I also believe that the increase in complex instrumentation, robotic-assisted surgery, minimally invasive surgery, 3D, HD, 4K, all of these things has added to the complexity of instrumentation, making them more delicate or more fragile, requiring a greater standard of care. What concerns me is the old standard has never really evolved, and people still use wire mesh metal baskets or plastic trays to contain their instrument sets, while everything else around it has sort of elevated or accelerated. Nothing else has in the form of a tray, and it's just something that really stood out to me when I came into MedDevice, and I haven't seen anything change in that time.
Yeah, as you mentioned, the instrument damage and cost associated with that, in addition to loss, tremendous. As a sterile processing manager and director, I know we had facilities sometimes that had over 1,000 missing instruments in any one time, and not the budget to catch up even to fulfill those missing instruments, but definitely get ahead of the curve so that there's not trays that are going incomplete up to the OR. So that is definitely the current state. As you mentioned in that answer, the old standard, those mesh baskets are sometimes as old or older as the technicians that are assembling them. So I guess the question here is, how did the industry get to such a minimal solution for instrument containment, and why have we stayed there so long?
That's a great question. And I really think that it's in part just that old school way of thinking, right? We've always done it this way, and there really haven't been any solutions that have come along to convince me that we shouldn't be doing it this way any longer. I also think cost is always a factor. As you look at an SPD department or a sterile processing department, they're cost centers, so they're always cost conscious. They maybe don't want to invest in a higher quality, better solution to organize and protect their surgical instrument sets. And so they kind of go with what's tried and true and less expensive, not looking at the long term. And I think that's why we've stayed here so long.
Marcus, on season one of Beyond Clean, we interviewed Rick Wells, and he referenced a study that I now know was a study that he had partnered with Summit Medical to complete, the results of which were published in the Communique and Healthcare Purchasing News, and it was your IntraSafe product that was utilized for that study
and saw a significant reduction in repairs as a result of just improved sort of care and handling and transport. And I also know you mentioned the mesh baskets, and I know from having worked in the repair industry, especially with the micro instruments and the delicates, the eye instruments, that those mesh baskets so often catch those delicate tips and cause them to be bent. And those are not the cheap instruments to repair because they are micro instruments. They're often very expensive. And so maybe you can tell us just a little bit about why the industry hasn't reached a breaking point with that and highlight maybe the mission of your company to address those specific concerns.
Yeah, I mean, there's a tremendous amount of disadvantage as you look at the wire mesh baskets and the basic product that's available on the market. You already mentioned the tips of instruments being broken, whether they're protruding through the side of the mesh basket or they're getting all tangled up within the basket and things are being burred or edges are being dulled in that fashion. Poor surgical presentation and risk of everyone having the potential to tear their gloves or puncture their hand. And so really there's a tremendous disadvantage to these baskets. Why the industry hasn't reached a breaking point, and no pun intended, is really beyond me. There are solutions available on the market, and with IntraSafe, it's really been our primary mission to effectively deliver instrument sets to the operating room in optimal working condition with the end goal of being able to aid in effective patient care.
Folks listening to this, I don't think anyone is going to disagree with the clear disadvantages to the old way of doing things. But I guess the question, you know, for many folks who haven't heard of you or your product is, what is the answer? What is the better way to do this? Can you go into the overall IntraSafe advantage?
Absolutely. The IntraSafe advantage is IntraSafe is a system that is designed specifically to organize and protect surgical instruments. And we do have a focus on fine and delicate or micro instruments, but we do cover all surgical specialties with our product. The trays themselves are made out of anodized aluminum. It's highly perforated. We have medical grade silicone components within the tray to organize and protect surgical instruments. We call them hold its and hold downs. That's silicone in the base of the tray, and then we put silicone in the cover of the tray. And then when you lock the cover onto the tray, it provides what we call 360 degrees of protection. And really our end goal, again, is to deliver the instrument sets to the operating room so that they're in optimal working condition so that they can provide the highest level of patient care.
Now, the concept of instrument use cycle, that's been thrown around a little bit in my prior engagements with the company. What do you mean by that phrase, instrument use cycle?
It's a good question. The instrument use cycle, as we define it, is the journey that an InstaSafe tray or a surgical instrument set takes during its use from the operating room back down to sterile processing for decontamination, tray preparation, and then ultimately sterilization and storage, and then its journey back to the operating room for an additional use. And so what InstaSafe does throughout that use cycle is it provides protection and it provides organization, ensuring that your instruments aren't going to be damaged, carted down a hallway and onto a dumbwaiter and into decontamination, and throughout all of that handling and transportation back to the operating room, delivering surgical instruments that are in their optimal working condition.
You know, Marcus, one of the things that comes up all the time in sterile processing departments is just the way that the instruments are returned to the department. Maybe they're not in the open position. Maybe there's heavy items that are stacked on top of the delicate items. I really can see where having a container system that makes it really clear where the instruments go back in for transport back down to sterile processing is a huge advantage. But I do want to go into really a detailed breakdown of your product. And specifically, maybe we can talk about the science behind the design that's gone into this product and really the real world experiences, which I know Hank has had some himself, because maybe just start off with some of the tray material and then we can go into some of the other details as well. Definitely talk to us about science. We're big science buffs here.
Excellent. It's really been a thoughtful approach to this product. Early on when I came to work for InstaSafe, I realized that the company and product weren't really incorporating the voice of the customer, right? The end user, sterile processing in the operating room. Although the product has been on the market since 1985, it's seen some pretty significant overhauls as far as its form and function. True to its original design, it's always been made out of anodized aluminum. And we chose anodized aluminum because it's 3 times lighter than stainless steel. It also has better thermal conductivity properties. It's actually 8.5 times more conductive than stainless steel. And so when you look at a sterilization process, it heats up more evenly and it cools down more evenly. We also use aluminum or metal over plastic because of the amount of perforations that we can get into the material versus, say, a plastic where you can only allow so many perforations before the material weakens and it'll break under sterilization conditions. We also have our organizational components or our silicone parts that you can find in the tray. We call them hold its and hold downs. Hold its are what the instruments sit in, and the hold downs are the silicone parts we put in the cover that provide the protection and the organization for the 360 degrees of protection. We use medical grade silicone. It's about 30 durometer, which is about half as soft as the next closest competitive product. And we choose that durometer to provide cushion to the surgical instruments that are being held in place, while it still also provides the longevity of a surgical grade silicone. Most of our part designs, we incorporate reduced contact within the actual design of the part so that it's only touching the instrument where it absolutely needs to. We also don't have any parts that you have to force the instrument into, or it's a closed circle, or you have to kind of slide it into. We believe the instrument should easily go in and easily come out so that no damage is happening as you're loading and unloading the instruments from the tray. We also incorporate ventilation built right into the part, which I believe is unique to our product. And that ventilation within the silicone part actually goes straight through into the ventilation pattern on the tray so that you're going to get more effective sterilant penetration directly to the instrument, as well as an added benefit when you're decontaminating it. All of our silicone parts are designed to hold most instruments in the open position, which is obviously ideal for sterilization. Most of the silicone parts we make are specific to certain types of surgical instrumentation and not just generic shapes. Each tray design is, we have pre-configured trays that are made for endoscopes, but a lot of what we do is we custom configure our existing product to a specific instrument set. Through that, we're able to provide a greater service of organization and inherently protection. That organization provides even weight distribution within the product, preventing moisture buildup in any specific one part if instruments are clustering.
So can you talk a little bit about what the flow of that customized tray would look like? Let's just say that there's a hospital out there who knows that they have horrendous tray setup for their eye instrumentation. They would give you a call, and then what would happen next?
They would give us a call. We have a team of product specialists that work for InstraSafe. Many of them are former industry professionals such as myself, so former sterile processing technicians. That's intentional because we want to stay connected to the industry and bring people onto the team that can resonate with the issues that our customers are bringing to us. Plus their knowledge of surgical instrumentation helps us with the general layout and design of the custom trays. And so they would reach out to us, and one of our product experts would connect them to one of our field sales representatives who would go and gather some information, some inputs from the customer, and then send that back to us where we would design a custom configured tray with our standard product offering and then deliver that to the rep, who then in turn would go back to the customer and take that instrument set that we designed specifically for them and lay those instruments in there and ensure that the design is accurate and that the customer is satisfied. And then at that point, it's a product that's ready to be purchased by the customer.
Now, in terms of packaging, I know you mentioned a lot of the specific thought that went into the design, both the functionality, but also the usability from the sterile processing staff will be taking instruments in and out. Are these containment devices, are they validated, only wrapped, and they also go into rigid containers? What's insight into that?
It's a good question. The trays have 8 FDA 510K clearances, and we've done extensive validation work. Although they're technically considered a class 1 device, we've always treated them like a class 2 device. And that's really to provide peace of mind to our customers, the end user, while also providing a level of safety to the patients that we serve. And so we have FDA clearances. With all of those clearances, we've done all the associated validation testing from cleaning procedures, sterilization modalities, shelf life, et cetera, what you would see for a lot of other class 2 medical devices. For those sterilization modalities, we have validated almost all of them for wrap, some of them for rigid containers.
Marcus, you mentioned that your team is comprised of many people with a background in sterile processing. And one of the things that I could tell you is a recurring theme on the podcast, we talk about it all the time, is why isn't there more sterile processing voice, experience, and involvement in generating those instructions for use? And we just talked about that topic. I'm wondering, are you utilizing those sterile processing experienced staff members to help you write the IFUs in a way that really makes it very logical and easy to follow for the frontline technicians that are putting your product into play every day?
We use myself and my staff that have that experience really to inform everything that we do for InstraSafe, whether it's how we service the customer, how we design the product, and ultimately how our literature reads. And so, yes, we do try to provide a very easy to read and easy to follow IFU. Like most IFUs, there's certain information that absolutely has to be put in there as a requirement. But where we can, we really do try and deliver the information in a way where we know, as former sterile processing professionals, is easy to digest.
Yeah, I wanted to go back one more time to design. If you haven't realized yet, we're all about a well-designed process and product. And I know for the cleaning part of instrumentation, the whole concept here is that these devices are protected from point A to point B all the way back through the process again into decontaminations. Are the trays themselves, have they been validated in that cleaning stage to go through the automatic washer in the holders that they're designed to, or is there another workflow for those?
Nope. The trays themselves have been validated for an automated washer with instruments in the silicone. The recommendation would be to take the cover off, and that's just to provide maximum exposure. The instruments themselves can stay within the tray, and really you shouldn't see any instruments dislodging from the silicone when using an automated washer if the cover's not on. You could leave the cover on. I just, as a best practice, I recommend taking the cover off. They're also validated for a ultrasonic washer as well as manual cleaning. And so even with the ultrasonic washer, you could leave the instruments in and ultrasonic wash it that way.
Your product would ever need a warranty, but let's just say something crazy happens in sterile processing, which occasionally happens, or in transit between sterile processing and the OR. If there is damage that happens to the tray, what's the process for the user to either get that repaired or replace? What kind of programs do you have in place for that?
Yeah, in my experience, you know, I know sterile processing can be hard on products. There's no question. I've worked in decontamination many a times, and the general nature of cleaning or decontaminating and sterilizing equipment is harsh. Our products come with a one-year manufacturer's warranty, but we're very generous when it comes to our product because we do hang our hat on the quality of the product. And so even after that year, we've serviced customers who maybe a latch won't turn any longer or one of the silicone feet managed to get lost. We'll service most of that product free of charge, and we're happy to. The product has a tremendous amount of longevity. And so simple basic repairs like that, we're happy to provide as a free of charge service to keep our customers satisfied.
I know this next question is going to be hard. It's kind of like picking a favorite child, but in terms of the standard trays that you provide out in the industry, I know you mentioned that there's a lot of customization that goes on. Is there a particular tray that is just really desired in the market that folks, once they hear about the concept, they say, oh, I need that for X, Y, and Z? What are those top categories?
That's a good question. So we have a longstanding partnership with Intuitive Surgical. And so I think a large portion of the market would recognize us for our trays for Da Vinci instrumentation and accessories. And so as you look at that segment, their single endo-wrist instrument trays is really truly a very popular product for us. And as we expand beyond the Da Vinci instrumentation and we start to look at our legacy product, which are ENT, we call them modules, and they're little standalone formed aluminum modules with silicone in them to organize the picks and hooks and the alligators and the ear speculums for an ear instrument set. And that legacy product was the first product we ever manufactured. It was designed and brought to us by an ENT nurse back in 1985, and it continues to be extremely successful to this day.
Marcus, I think there's going to be a lot of people, managers, frontline technicians, et cetera, that listen to this show that are going to be interested in learning more. And so how can they reach out to you to maybe have a free consultation or whatever the next step would be to learn more about how Intrasafe can really help them reduce the amount of damages, reduce their repair budget, and really improve the quality and satisfaction for the OR when they receive their instrument sets getting ready for a procedure?
We pride ourselves on customer service and delivering a solution that really is unique in the marketplace. And so every consultation is free. We'll design custom trays free of charge. Really, the only point where this is when it comes to purchasing the product, I would ask the marketplace or the end user customers to really start expecting more from their trays. And in doing so, they can contact us anytime through our website, through our support email, or over the phone. And any one of our internal product experts is more than willing and happy to have a conversation with them about having a rep come out, or maybe even solving a problem over the phone, and or starting to solve a problem over the phone in advance.
Marcus, fantastic job with the interview today. Thank you for sharing so many details about the InterestSafe product.
Absolutely.
That was Marcus Super, the Director of Marketing and Sales for Summit Medical and Innovia Medical Company. And Hank, I know you've had an experience with this product in the past, as we talked about in the intro. It was a really good overview. And I can't tell you how many times we see those preventable repairs that occur on a day in and day out basis. And it's really somewhat at the core of some of the tension between SPD and OR. So I'm always excited to see ways that we can reduce that sort of obstacle to good communication throughout surgical services. And it seems to me, not having used the product myself, that InterestSafe can be a big integral part of that.
Oh, it's huge. Yeah, when you talk about the communication issue, and inside communication comes down to trust, any solution like this that you can hardwire clear accountability across this flow, that you know, you can tell by looking at a tray very easily if there's an item missing or if it's there. And especially in the OR room, as you're resetting these trays back up to go on through their journey into decontam, it's a great tool for surgical techs to easily see that this tray is complete or there's something still on the back table or perhaps migrated into another tray. And again, just being creative about these solutions, I think this product in particular has done a great job and came out in the interview. It's a job and it's a product that has been created with sterile processing in mind, and that's what is really distinctive. Think about what they bring to the market.
Not just created with sterile processing in mind, but created by sterile processing minds. You can find them online at InterestSafe.com. That's going to do it for this week's show. You can find Beyond Clean on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and Spotify. Simply search for Beyond Clean Podcast. We always love it if you give us a rating and a review, because your feedback is important to the show. Any topics or other products that you'd like to see us cover on a future episode, just send an email to info@beyondclean.net. On behalf of Hank and myself, thank you for listening to another edition of Beyond Clean.